Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog from PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And this is book, these are books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. And that book is So Many Versions. So go to your Christian bookstore and ask if you can get a copy of So Many Versions. You know, they don't want you to know the translation issue, these liberal so-called Christians, okay? It's a liberal side of Christianity. The fundamental side's been gone for almost over 100 years, okay? But this book, So Many Versions, Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck, the 20th century English versions of the Bible, okay? And I got the revised and enlarged edition because I'm old. And I can actually see this. So on page 213, the New American Bible, its history and textual basis. By 1969, the Old Testament was complete, including the Apocrypha. Of course, the New Testament had to be retranslated, this time from the Greek text. With the publication of the New American Bible in 1970, there exists for the first time a complete American Catholic Bible translated from the original languages. The translation team included 59 Catholic and 5 Protestant scholars. And it took over 3 decades to put this non-inspired version together. Because remember, the Catholic text comes from Alexandria. It starts with the Papyrus manuscripts, then Clement. And that's where the corruption of the scriptures began. Gnosticism, Arianism, and pagan philosophy was added by Clement. And Origen. Okay, Origen made the Hexapla. And the Hexapla had multiple translations in it where you can compare it. And then there's Eusebius. And then the Vaticanus and Sinaiticus, which doesn't include so many verses of Genesis, so many verses just not there. And you're wondering why the Roman Catholics don't believe in creation. Okay? Then it goes, and then Constantine comes on in the picture. And then the Latin Vulgate at Jerome, and then the Alexandrinus manuscripts. Then the Dewey Reams Bible comes into the scene. And then the Greek New Testaments of Griesbach, Lachmann, Tregelles, Tischendorf, and Alford, which is all Catholicism. And then ultimately Westcott and Hort, who also endorsed the New World Translation from the Jehovah Witnesses. So, and then the Revised Version, then the American Standard, which later became the New American Standard because the American Standard went out of print because it wasn't selling. So, of course, they mention the Greek text here, but they don't tell you what one. I just mentioned a few of them from the Alexandrian side of the text. I did not mention any from Antioch. And so the story goes with the non-inspired versions of the devil's text. More next week. Thanks for subscribing.